Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, the sweet, sweet sounds of Rocky Top. Music to Munson's ear behind the glass. Welcome into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. Tennessee with a big week this past week. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Josh, you have to help me here because I thought after Arkansas and after the debacle that was the Arkansas game that it was over. They didn't have any chance whatsoever to climb back into this race here. And since then, they've beaten Florida, a comeback win against Kentucky. How in the world do we figure out this Tennessee Vols basketball team?
Well, I think we figured out that Tennessee is better off being down 17 than up 17 over the last couple of weeks. After giving up the lead against Auburn and 19 points, they gave up 18 of them against Florida, but they held on against Florida. And I still came out of that game thinking, okay, that's a really nice win for Tennessee. It's your rival. It's at home. You have a huge crowd. And that was going to be a nice note for the end of the season. With Auburn, a very winnable game. I didn't think that Kentucky was winnable, and I definitely didn't think that Kentucky was a winnable game for Tennessee when the Vols are down 17 points, but they didn't think that way. And they actually did look back at the Auburn and Florida games, and Rick Barnes said that while they're in the timeout, they're saying, look, these teams came back against us. This is what we have to do. And to their credit, they pulled it off. And I did not see that coming with a team that has looked like it was running out of gas, and they've had their starters playing 36, 38, 40 minutes in some cases. I mean, think about Josiah Jordan James. Last week, he goes scoreless with six turnovers against Arkansas, and then maybe the two best games of his career, or in his freshman season, of course, have come against Florida and Kentucky. And what he did in the second half against Kentucky was remarkable. And Fulkerson leading the way is the biggest story out of this. And I think often we use the word unbelievable in sports, and it's not really that unbelievable. It's just impressive. This, I can't really believe what we're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, James in particular, Josh, you know, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and just, you know, great defense late. He had a really big stop on Maxey, just textbook defense using his length, and just made some plays, some heady plays in that game. You're like, wow. Like, you know, it was like he was sort of just in control out there. Do you think this is him finally getting past the injury thing, or just sort of a freshman maybe just gaining some confidence finally that maybe he didn't have a few weeks ago?
Well, it's probably both of those things, and I would say that his confidence comes partly from feeling better. Rick Barnes did say this week that this is the healthiest that Josiah has been this season, and if he's feeling better out there and more confident in what his body's able to do, he's probably more confident in his game as well. And what he's done this week, these past two games, that is what I think fans and that's what Tennessee's coaches and Josiah himself expected him to be able to do. He's not going to be a big-time scorer, I don't think. He still has the ability to do that. And a lot of times this season I've talked about needing to get to the free throw line, draw contact, make plays, and he was able to do that as well. But it's also about making plays for his teammates, and his defensive ability, because of his length, as you mentioned, his ability to rebound the basketball has been consistent this season, and his passing ability, his ability to distribute, set other guys up, has been apparent as well. So this past week, it's all come together. Now, does that mean it's going to happen against Auburn? Not necessarily. But if he is feeling more comfortable with what his role is in the offense, and he's healthier, and that allows him to be more explosive, because when he walks out on the floor, he's one of the best athletes on the floor. I think we see the results. It makes a big difference in his game, and good for him, because it's been a tough year where, again, he expected things go a lot differently, and he has a chance to at least close the season out on that kind of note.
Josh, when you take a look at the Auburn game, it goes without saying that it's an absolutely huge game. But what would a win against Auburn do for them in terms of their NCAA chances? I've seen a couple of projections this week where right now they're the first four out. What would a win against Auburn do in terms of putting them right on the bubble heading into the SEC tournament next week?
Yeah, I don't think that beating Auburn puts Tennessee in the NCAA tournament, but it does keep the conversation alive. And I think everybody agrees that it's a must-win for Tennessee if Tennessee's going to go after an at-large bid, meaning avoiding having to win the SEC tournament to get in. If Tennessee wins this weekend, then I think there's a realistic way for Tennessee to win a couple of SEC tournament games, the NCAA tournament. And yeah, a lot of that is set up by this past Tuesday's win against Kentucky. Things are also kind of weird right now when you look at the quadrant system and what Florida does against Kentucky could affect Tennessee, because Florida right now is a quad one win. And it's not like if Florida's the 28th ranked team versus the 33rd ranked team in the net, which would change whether it's a quad one or quad two win, whether that changes that much. But if it's that close and you're on the bubble with a bunch of other teams, a number of things could come into play. That's why Tennessee needs to take care of business. It needs to beat Auburn. The Thursday game probably doesn't help Tennessee that much from a resume standpoint. It just allows Tennessee to advance and get another resume builder on Friday. So I think right now Tennessee has to be of the mindset, beat Auburn, win a couple of games in the SEC tournament, get to Saturday, and you have a shot to get in. And think about also how remarkable this is. Tennessee still this season has not won three consecutive games against major conference teams. If Tennessee wins this weekend, it'll be the first time this season that will have happened. And it would have been in the toughest stretch of the season, Florida, Kentucky, and Auburn. And so for Tennessee, the inconsistency, the ups and downs, for it to even put itself in this position, I think that's remarkable. So that tells you how incredible the accomplishment is if Tennessee beats Auburn on Saturday.
Yeah, and you know, you can easily look back right now, Josh, and say, the South Carolina game, had it, let it go at the end. You can look back at Texas A&M. Excuse me. You can look certainly back at Auburn and think about where this team would be had they just held on there. But this is where they are, and at least they still have a chance. The concern I have, and you mentioned depth earlier, I mean, you're talking about Fulkerson, who was unbelievable, by the way, 39 minutes. I mean, Kentucky has to, like, double Fulkerson all night. Or give, you know, think about that, you know. Think about what he is compared to probably what we all thought. But Bowden plays 38 minutes. Pons plays 39 minutes. Also, by the way, he's 3 for 3 from three. And to me, when he can hit some jumpers, that changes his team. But those guys playing that kind of minutes, and then you're in a tournament where you're playing every day, that's just not ideal. I know Jalen Johnson came off, played 17 minutes, hit a couple big shots. But is there somebody else? Like, can a Gaines, you know, become more of a factor? I mean, is Plavsic, does he have any chance here before this season ends to, you know, do more than come off for a couple minutes and get a couple quick fouls and sit back down?
Well, maybe, but the issue seems to be Rick Barnes' confidence in those guys, because at the end of the Florida game, Rick Barnes said that his assistant coaches said, hey, we need to get some of these guys in here and spell these starters. And Rick said, no, we're going to ride it out with these guys. So nobody off the bench for Tennessee in the Florida game played more than 4 minutes, or at least 5 minutes if you break it down by seconds. So they've counted on the starters. Now, you mentioned Jalen Johnson. He was critical in the Kentucky game. He played 17 minutes, and those threes he hit kind of kept Tennessee in it. And he scored 8 points. They won by eight. And the math doesn't work out exactly to where, you know, he was the difference, but he played a big role in it. And that's why I think everybody has to step up. But at this point, it seems like Rick Barnes' plan is we're going to ride the starters as much as we can. Gaines is a guy that's really important for what they do defensively, so I would not count him out. But from an offensive standpoint, it's really on that starting five, and then you hope Jalen Johnson's able to do something for them off the bench. And you mentioned Epons. He's been dealing with tendonitis in his knee over the last few weeks, and he's still going out there and playing 36, 38 minutes as well. Josiah, with his injury issues, he played 40 minutes against Florida last week, and so that adds to the conversation as well. And I guess we can still ask how much gas is left in the tank, but so far it's been just enough.
Yeah, Eve Pond's tendonitis, which means he only has like a 47-inch vertical now. Yeah,
yeah. Watch him play. You can't tell that he's dealing with that kind of – we should all be so lucky to deal with that kind of physical issue.
Yeah, so last one, Jordan Bowden, senior day for him, Josh. You know, obviously he's had struggles – this year. He's kind of broken out of them lately. I've been really impressed. I think a lot of times a shooter who's struggling to that extent, it's going to affect the rest of the shooter's game. And I feel like Bowden has done everything else that Rick Barnes has needed from him all year. What do you think Jordan Bowden's legacy will be at Tennessee?
Yeah, Jordan's legacy, I think, should be that he was a guy that played a big role in a lot of wins, and he was a guy that was incredibly respected by his teammates and a lot of fun for fans to watch. And it's been tough to watch at times, his shooting struggles this season, but his effort never changed. And one thing I've tried to point out this year, while he was clearly struggling shooting the basketball, you don't have to tell anybody for them to know that that's the case, I did try to point out a lot that his defense was at a high level, because that was really important. And if you look at the numbers and see why Tennessee has at least stayed in it this season, it's been because of the defense. Tennessee's been really good on that side of the floor for a lot of this season. That was with Lamonte Turner going out for the year, and he was their best defender and a guy that was going to be really important guarding on the perimeter. Santiago Vescovi comes in, and he's been a really important player for Tennessee's team, but he's had some limitations on defense. Bowden's been a really good defender, even while he was struggling on offense. So a guy that's won a ton of games. He scored a ton of points in his career, and he still helped lead the way in the scoring department for Tennessee this season. And if Tennessee knocking on the door of the NCAA tournament, they don't come anywhere close to that happening without Jordan Bowden as well. So I know it's been frustrating that for him, for maybe the coaches, for fans watching, that he didn't rise to being a guy that could absolutely lead Tennessee's team offensively. But I would also say it's probably not his game. He's more of a role player who can do a number of things to help the team, and he's done that for 4 years at Tennessee.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest. Josh, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
It is going to be interesting to see tomorrow if Tennessee is able to get the job done, if they're able to beat Auburn at home, where does that put them heading into the SEC tournament? And then what can they do with it once the SEC tournament gets here? And speaking of that, we'll talk about that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad. We'll be right back to talk about some Vols basketball here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.